In Maine, government workers have reduced their car travel by 1 million vehicle miles a week since the start of the pandemic, thanks to most people working from home. The preliminary data are opening an unexpected window on telecommuting's potential to substantially reduce global warming pollution. Fred Bever reports.
Last year, before anyone heard of COVID-19, Maine's legislature authorized a comprehensive analysis of telework's potential costs and benefits for state government and its employees. But as the research project got underway, the pandemic hit, and by April of this year, some 85% of the state government's workforce, excepting public safety positions, was suddenly working from home. In a research update to state lawmakers this month, Commissioner of Administration and Finance Kirsten Figueroa says the number of vehicle miles state workers drove dropped by more than 1 million miles each week. In the 30 weeks since, the state workforce saved an estimated 32 million miles worth of road time.
I would say this is seismic.
Representative Seth Berry co-chairs the legislature's Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Technology, and he was the original sponsor of the telework study legislation. As Berry notes, the pandemic forced a previously unimaginable experiment in the rapid adoption of telecommuting policies and practices. And he says it proves that telework holds big potential for reducing tailpipe emissions of carbon dioxide and other pollutants that contribute to global warming.
The state of Maine climate emissions, 54% of them come from transportation. And if a large employer like the state of Maine can shift to 85% telework, that's massive.
The state's memo estimated that CO2 emissions went down by 233,000 pounds a week as a result of the work-at-home effort. That means some 7 million pounds of CO2 emissions were averted since April. David Costello, director of clean energy programs at the Natural Resources Council of Maine, says the findings demonstrate that telework deserves more prominence in climate change policy in Maine and beyond.
Particularly in the near term, while we wait for consumers to quite frankly fall in love with the zero-emitting vehicles, electric vehicles, right? This is a great transition opportunity.
And potentially a lot cheaper than massive investments in electric vehicle or renewable energy infrastructure. And according to the state memo, preliminary data from an internal survey of state workers found that 89% of respondents said they were satisfied with telework.
Not only governments, but companies are realizing that workers do get work done. And it is something that'll be part of, I think, you know, many organizations going and businesses going forward, that they'll build in these remote work opportunities.
Permanent, large-scale adoption of teleworking likely would create some new challenges. Those range from maintaining productivity among isolated workers to addressing racial, class, and geographic inequities in access to high-speed broadband or other resources needed for the virtual workplace.
There seems to be a class problem here.
Representative Ralph Tucker, a Democrat from Brunswick, points out that while so-called knowledge workers highlighted in the state report may easily transition to a home office, the jobs of many others require physical presence.
What kind of class stratification do we have here? Are we going to let the professional class, white-collar workers, work at home, but require everybody else, you know, all the delivery people, retail people, construction people, clerical folks, are we going to require that they continue to commute?
Still, Representative Tucker, who co-chairs the legislature's Environment and Natural Resources Committee, says that while preliminary, the sheer scale of the estimated pollution reduction from telework took his breath away.
It doesn't give any final conclusions. It points out that solutions that we might have to use in order to meet our climate emissions reduction goals may shift the way we work and play a lot.
Finance Commissioner Figueroa declined comment on her memo. She says she'll wait until an outside consultant, the Sagal Group, completes its work and publishes a final report to be reviewed by stakeholders, including state workers' unions. The final product will include survey data collected about telework from other New England states, broadening even further the real-world data that the pandemic has so quickly generated. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever.